more troops going to the southern border, and more Space Force units going to Colorado. All of that and more today, June 2nd, 2023. Good morning, early birds. I'm Jonathan Lehrfeld, and this is the Early Bird Brief, produced by Defense News and Military Times. First up, three more states are sending National Guard or state law enforcement officers to the U.S. border with Mexico. Virginia, West Virginia, and South Carolina joined other Republican-led states deploying soldiers to or offering other assistance at the U.S. southern border. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is directing the deployment of 100 Virginia National Guard soldiers and 21 support personnel. South Carolina's Henry McMaster and West Virginia's Jim Justice also announced deployments. Here's why it matters. The moves bring the number of Republican-led states deploying soldiers to or offering other assistance at the border to at least 8. It comes in the weeks since Texas Governor Greg Abbott appealed for help. An influx of migrants at the border was expected last month after the end of an immigration-related policy used to turn away asylum seekers. President Joe Biden announced in early May plans to send 1,500 active-duty troops to the border in addition to the 2,500 National Guard members already there so that Customs and Border Protection could focus on fieldwork. The deployments from the Republican-led states have specifically been in support of Texas's Operation Lone Star, which is separate from the active-duty and National Guard troops working with CBP. Another important story, the Air Force announced the location for more Space Force units earlier this week, but none of them are in Huntsville, Alabama. Four more Space Force missions will now be based in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Here's why it matters. The choice comes during a larger and now politicized battle over where to locate the permanent headquarters of U.S. Space Command. Colorado Springs is currently home to Space Command's temporary headquarters. It was the Air Force's preferred location, but Donald Trump, in the final days of his presidency, selected Alabama instead. Alabama has strict anti-abortion laws, and Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville promised earlier this year to hold up military nominations until the Defense Department rescinds its policy on reproductive health care. The policy allows female service members to be reimbursed for travel costs if they must travel out of state for reproductive care. The Pentagon and White House have said the latest Space Force mission location decisions are not directly linked to those issues. The Space Force announcement came as President Joe Biden traveled to Colorado Springs to deliver the commencement address at the Air Force Academy. More than 20 of the military space missions are now based in Colorado Springs. Other locations announced earlier this week as new permanent homes for Space Force missions are in Florida and New Mexico. In other news, the Navy selected its first active-duty female gunner's mate for promotion to Master Chief Petty Officer. Senior Chief Gunner's Mate Jessica Saunders screened for E-9 on May 23rd. She enlisted in the Navy in 2002. Gunner's mates are responsible for the operation and maintenance of missile launch systems, underwater explosive weapons, gun mounts, and other equipment. Saunders said in a Navy News release, quote, "This is not only a significant milestone for my naval career, but also for all sailors." Also on the radar for today, the Air Force said it will begin offering enlisted airmen the chance to move their job somewhere new. The new policy aims to give troops more control over their careers and keep them in uniform longer. The enlisted swap assignment program was announced last fall and was slated to launch yesterday. Airmen at the rank of Senior Master Sergeant and below can offer up their spot at a particular base by posting on the Air Force's internal MyVector Talent Management portal and chatting with others who show interest. If two airmen in the same career field, at the same rank and skill level, and with the same array of other factors like security clearances and special experience, want to trade spots, they can ask to swap through MyVector. Among other reasons, the initiative is targeted at airmen who want the flexibility to move for personal reasons, like being closer to family. The change also comes as the military suffers from acute recruiting troubles. About 10% of enlisted airmen who were eligible to leave in 2022 opted not to renew their contract. And now, here are some other stories that we're hearing chirps about. The head of the National Guard Bureau promised lawmakers yesterday that recent reforms will prevent any major breach of classified military information in the future. This comes as the agency struggles to understand the full scope of a months-long intel leak. an Air National Guardsman is accused of sharing classified documents online. USA Today reported that suspected Chinese spies, disguised as tourists, tried to infiltrate Alaskan military bases. An F-5N training aircraft flying from Naval Air Station Key West, Florida, crashed into the Atlantic Ocean Wednesday. The pilot ejected and was evaluated and later released from a local hospital. A judge dismissed defamation claims from a highly decorated Australian war veteran, ruling that articles about his war crimes in Afghanistan were substantially true. And NATO launched an exercise to show its strength in the Arctic, led by its newest member, Finland. And on this day in history, in 1886, Frances Folsom Cleveland became the youngest American First Lady at age 21 when she married Commander-in-Chief President Grover Cleveland. That's it for us this morning. To get more of the top stories and breaking news, go to defensenews.com/EBB to subscribe to the Early Bird Brief newsletter. Please give us a like, rating, and a comment wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow us on social media at @defense_news and at Military Times. The Early Bird Brief is hosted by me, Jonathan Lehrfeld, and produced by Zimone Z. Perez. Today's episode features stories by The Associated Press, Rachel Cohen, and Diana Stancy Krell. Our editor-in-chief is Mike Gruss. Have a great day.